Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I am well. whole and healthy. Yes, indeed, that is a prayer. That is an affirmation for you, for me, for us, all of us that are united in spirit. I am healed, whole, and healthy. Are you feeling that? Are you experiencing that? Well, if not, you're at the right place. If you are, we're going to multiply that. We're going to intensify it. So much so that the energy that you're feeling goes out into the world and everybody catches it. They get to realize, actually, even though my body is experiencing a challenge, I am healed. Even though I feel like I'm separate, I'm lonely, I am whole. You can really remember that we are healthy. Karen Drucker, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You certainly do. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you. If you're listening to the show live on the archive or other social networks, wherever you listen to the show, podcast, whatever, thank you. If you're listening to the show 10,000 times over, thank you. If you decide to share the show with somebody, thank you. I am grateful. I'm glad you're here. It's another day, and the year 2011 is moving. It's doing what it does. Time is doing what it does. And we learn to balance between time and no time, between space and no space, because that is what we are, the essence of who we are, a spirit having a human incarnation, and we'll make it work for us no matter what. I am healed, whole, and healthy. Karen Drucker. You can find out more about Karen Drucker by going to her website, KarenDrucker.com. KarenDrucker.com. Karen Drucker has some awesome songs to help you ground yourself, remember who you are, remind you of the fruits of the Spirit. Yes, it's another day. It's a new moment. We're taking the call 347-426-3346. Tomorrow is Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. And some new listeners, all new listeners. On Wednesdays is where we bring guests. And where we have Life Conversations. We talk about different things. My friend that Stephanie Sears is going to be joining me tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have a wonderful time. Maybe we might just giggle through this show as we do on Business of Being Radio Show. Those of you who have listened will know exactly what I mean. When we come together, we just have fun. And, and sometimes we'll bring guests on Ask Life Coach. It just depends on what is being asked for, what is seeking to be birthed. But we trust the process. It is all about empowerment. It's about helping you remember who you are. It is helping you move through whatever challenges you're going through and growing through, helping you to hold on in spite of circumstance. Because there are times where we know the truth, but we're not feeling the truth. That's it. We know it intellectually, but we ain't feeling it. Because, you know, when you're feeling something, don't matter what anybody tells you, no matter what that is, when you're feeling it, you're feeling it. So the intention here is to help you feel the truth, feel the essence, feel the presence of who and what you are on Life Conversations Radio. I want to welcome all of you in the chat room, on the phone line. Let's go here to Baby Word, which is just perfect. I went there today and I just smiled. Because when we remember that we're healed, whole, and healthy, and we can stay in that space, and we give up fear and doubt and worry and start projecting fear into the future, we can go with the simplicity of life. Daily Word says simplicity, and the affirmation is, with childlike simplicity, I am carefree and at ease. With childlike simplicity, I am carefree and at ease. At times, it may seem as if my life has become too busy or complicated. My obligations feel overwhelming, and I desire a simpler life. How can I recapture the joyful feeling of childhood, living in the moment, carefree and at ease? I seek simplicity by remembering what is most important to me. I purposefully set aside a few moments each day for playful activities. Perhaps I drink in the delicate beauty. I drink in the delicate beauty of a beautiful flower, watch the cloud pass by, or appreciate the feel of sunshine on my face. I seek simplicity by balancing busyness with a renewed awareness of beauty. I am refreshed as I become like a child, seeing the world with a sense of awe and wonder. And the scripture that they inspired the thought. Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Just so perfect for what we're talking about today. Meditation. Meditation, when you get to be still. And today we're going to talk about, you know, help you if you have questions with meditation. I've met quite a few people in the last few weeks who are struggling with meditation, but it's a lot simpler than that, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. Number 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We're taking your questions, 347-426-3346. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade, and we've got some questions that have been emailed, and we're going to get to all of that. We're here to help you step into your greater yet to be. The greater yet to be. Meditation. It is really a simple act of being. It's a simple act, just real simple, of being still. Now, some of us may have heard about meditation, some of us practice meditation. You know, there's all types of meditation out there, and there are people who meditate for like hours and hours, or for days, and, you know, those on the new journey could be like, oh my God, I can't even meditate for 5 minutes. It's really simple. It's simply the art of being still. Most people would have heard about transcendental meditation. That's a common one. You know, and there are many other meditations, but simply what it is being still. In the Daily Word, if you want to find out more about Daily Word, you can go to their website, dailyword.com, and that will take you there, dailyword.com. That's Unity School of Christianity. But in the Daily Word, it talks about, with childlike simplicity, I am carefree and at ease. See, as an adult, we get so caught up in the busyness of life. We're running around, we've got schedules, we've got meetings, we've got tasks, we've got shows, we've got to update our Facebook page, we've got to update our radio page, we've got to learn something new, we've got to put some things together to generate income, we've got to go to work, we've got to go, there's all these things going, there's so much going on. But if you don't take time to be still, to start your day off being still, it can create a lot of great opportunities to grow. And as I said, meditation is a simple art of being still. I was sharing with someone this weekend, and she said, you better teach me how to meditate. I got to learn. And I said, okay. I said, that's fine, but let's just do a quick meditation right here. I just said, stop. She said, take a breath, breathe in, and breathe out. And I did that. We did that about 3 times. Just breathe in and breathe out. And just be still. Just be still like that. I told her, you just meditated. Because that's what it is. It is giving ourselves the opportunity to listen to the voice within. To listen to that inner voice, that inner guidance within. We get caught up in the external noise. So much is going on. The noise of our finances, the noise of work, the noise of parenting, the noise of relationship, all of it just noisy. The noise of politics, the noise of the debate, the noise of judgment and criticism. But we all have a choice. We all have the gift where we can just stop right now and tune in. And listen and ask, what do I need to know right now? Even if you did not start your day off meditating, you got so busy that you forgot to meditate, you can always realign. You can always realign and just say, okay, there's something about starting your day off focusing, contemplating the truth of who you are, reminding yourself that you are an extension of Source, an extension of God, that everything that you do, everything that you experience is coming from and through that. It's almost like for some people who have breakfast in the morning. I say some people, I don't. They rarely have breakfast in the morning. So there are some people who do not start their or go to the next task until they have their breakfast and their coffee and their newspaper. And there are some people who won't do nothing, won't go out until they brush their teeth. Whatever it is, the idea is, whatever you do in the morning that you know, you've got to do that before you step out into the world, incorporate meditation in that. When you get mad, when you're angry, when you're frustrated, when you can't think, stay within. You know, you may have heard this phrase before, and Betty was reminding me of the quote from Conversations with God with Neil Donald Walsh, go within or go without. Go within or go without. See, the thing that is so clear for me now, when we talk about peace, when we talk about being healed, being whole, being healthy, being childlike, harmonious relationships, where we want joy and peace, it's not something we have to work to get. It already exists. All of those things exist right now. Happiness exists right now. Peace exists right now. Joy exists right now. Right now. How do you connect with it? How do you tap into it? You tap into it by being still. Because those, what is known as the fruit of the Spirit, they have a certain vibration. And if you're fragmented, if you will, if you're out of alignment, if you're worrying, if you're panicking, then you're misaligned with that peace. You're taking a poll, 347-426, 3346, 347-426, 3346. And even now, as I play around with two switchboards, one is a switchboard, one is a studio, and some things I'm familiar with. It's a good analogy. So our system has been updated, so we have a new studio, and then we have what used to be called a switchboard. Now, it's slightly different. When I go from one tab to another, almost like my eyes got to readjust. And what I do since yesterday is just kind of take a breath, don't trip, just trust, and just look. And no matter what you're dealing with today, if you can apply this way of being, that no matter how challenging it is, no matter how depressed you feel, no matter how blocked or stuck or misaligned or out of sync or out of whatever, just stop. Breathe in. Become fully aware of your breath. Become aware of your body. Become aware of your surroundings. Become aware of the sounds that you're not even paying attention to. Maybe you hear someone talking outside. Maybe the car going by. Maybe you heard birds. A few minutes ago, you didn't because you became still. You could hear it. Some people say, well, you know, when I sit down and meditate, I start having all these thoughts. Okay. Yeah, the thoughts were there before you started meditating. The difference is when you became still, you were able to become aware of it. That's what meditation is. Meditation opens the door to awareness. So when you have the thoughts running around in your head, don't judge or criticize yourself. Don't think you're not doing it right. It's because you now turn down the volume. Because you turn down the volume, You can hear some thoughts that are flying around in your head, and you're like, oh my God, that's a thought I have. 347-426, 3346, 347-426, 3346. If you have questions about what I just talked about, which is, what is it again? Somebody help me. Meditation. See, let me tell you what just happened right there. I like being transparent. For me anyway. Some people, at that moment, as I was given the number, and I was going to say, this is amazing. I flipped over to one browser, and everybody in the chat room, and I was like, wow. So even though I didn't say, I thought it. This is significant. So much so that I had that thought, and it got in the way of what I was going to say. How is that relevant to what I'm talking about? This is how the mind works. So what's the lesson for me? To finish a thought before going to another browser. Now, I'm not promising I'm going to do that. Sometimes you got to go if you're hosting the show. But I'm not going to do too much of that because I got my dear co-host. She's shaking her head right now. I can just feel it. I can just feel her shaking her head. Betty, these are things I have to do. I know you've got the chat room, but there's some things I just need to do so I can hear from you. Betty Tegee is my co-producer and my co-host for Spiritual Tag Team on the first and second Wednesday of the month. The number is 347-426-3346. Those of you listening to this show through websites and you've got a question or comment, as Betty is sharing with you, you can put it in the chat room, on the Ask Life Coach at a page on Facebook, or better yet, so we can just break it down, just help you connect with what's really showing up, what is seeking to be birthed. 347-426-3346. Oh, I'm laughing at something in my head, but I'm just going to keep it moving. I'm not going to share that part. I'm laughing at Betty. I can hear Betty's thoughts. It's crazy when you can hear other people's thoughts. It's distracting. So here we go. First question for the day. this is a place where we have fun, we laugh, and we just allow ourselves to practice what we know to be true. Life is simple. Now, we do make it complicated because we don't believe it's that simple. But my intention is just to help us be still, relax, enjoy the pain of life. Yes, I said pain. Enjoy the growth process of life. Because when you learn to laugh and become like a child, you can enter the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of heaven is within that place where you have answers to everything that you're going through. That place that reminds you that no matter what you're going through and growing through, you're healed, you're whole, and you are healthy. Now let's go to the question from Joan from Canada. Joan said, Life Coach Addy, I'm going to Hawaii in January with a few friends of mine. Right now, the money I need is not in the bank. And on top of that, my husband at this moment is unemployed. So for now, we're living off just my income. I tell my husband about wanting to go to Hawaii, and he tells me to be logical, that I can't afford to go. However, spiritually, I intend to, even though I have no way of knowing where the money will come from. I love it. I have been meditating, and thanking the universe for my trip. My question is there anything else I can do besides meditating to help create my trip? Blessings from Joan from Canada. I love this question because it already has within it the answer. And I do have some thoughts about that. Because Joan's husband says, come on now, be logical. Of course, be logical. You can't afford it. Very good point. You can't judge that statement because when we get too logical about our life, or let me put it this way, Joan, when we start with logic, we will not go anywhere in life. Because really, if you really think about it, logic can be considered to be the ego, the intellectual mind. Sometimes we try and get rid of the intellectual mind. No, it is needed. You start from that place of creativity, that place of creation, and you're already there. You said, however, spiritually, I intend to, even though I have no way of knowing where the money will come from. I know you're going. because you have the right attitude about it. You said, I've been meditating and thanking the universe for my trip. That's it. You've been meditating. Meditation is about turning down the external noise so you can hear what your inner being is telling you, what your intuition, where your intuition wants to guide you. So meditation helps you to listen within for the way. You're not attached to how it's going to happen, where it's going to come from. You want to go. You intend to go. And now, not only that, you took it one step further. I love it. You're actually teaching a class. You're not just asking a question. You're teaching. You're now giving thanks for the trip. Because that tells me you are now becoming what you're willing to attract. You cannot attract what you're not willing to become. You have to become in consciousness what you say you want, what you need. What does that mean? You have to be a vibrational match to what you desire. So by thanking the universe, by thanking God, by thanking Source, by thanking the all things and the no thing, by saying thank you for this trip to Hawaii in January, the great thing is you have lots of months to go. Man, you probably end up in Hawaii twice before January. But you're now embodying it, you're living it, you're there. So what I would say is continue to do what you're doing. Let go. I mean, this almost seems like I didn't even tell you that. Let go of the fear of it not happening, because you're already clear it's going to happen. Act as if everything has been paid for already. See yourself there. Visualize. Enjoy. See yourself having fun with your friends. See yourself. Maybe see yourself with your husband. They say, wow, honey, I don't know how you did it. I didn't think we were going to be here. I didn't think you were going to make it. I didn't think we were going to be here. Or he might be saying to you, I didn't think you were going to make it. And I'm even here with you. And the children are here if you have children. Just go to the highest. Go into the upper room. Enjoy it. Trust the process. Act as if you've already paid a ticket. You booked your hotel. See yourself in the water. See yourself. Write about it. Just dream. Get lost in it. Logic without creativity will get you killed. Yes, I said it. What I mean is logic without creativity will kill a wonderful idea. Everything starts in that creative realm, in that feminine realm. And the logic comes together. When the creative and the logic comes together, you get to give birth to an idea. And your question is just perfect for today's topic, meditation. So, Joan, I'm sure you got your answer. You're already there. You are already there. Number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're going to take a call. Let's take a call. And then I'm going to read another question. The number is, I already said the number, didn't I? The number is 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 in the keypad. So let's go to Joe9991. I think I said that right, but we'll find out. Let's unmute Joe. Let's do this.
Okay, so I'm using their new studio now, so I have to slow down. When you're learning a new art, a new skill, you got to slow down. Because, let's see. That's what I do. I got it. Hey, Joe, how are you? Hello. Are you there? Anybody home?
Can you hear?
I can hear you now. Not anymore.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now. Can you hear me now?
Oh, hello, Adi. Good to talk to you. This is John from England.
Hello, John from England. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. But I just wanted to ask a question, which I've also already asked in the chat room. But mm-hmm. I was reading a channeling from Tiberon, Metatron through Tiberon. And mm-hmm. he raised an interesting question that has cropped up a lot with me recently. And it's got something to do with meditation, so I'll come to the point. when I meditate, I'm often connected with a feline or a canine. I share my house with both those species, and when I'm out, I can be out in a forest, and I can suddenly come across a big cat, which you know, as you probably know, big cats aren't, you know, existing in the wild in England, but I seem to meet them. So it's a bit strange, and they have this ability to enhance the meditative conscious state, the access to the Akash. Whenever I'm connected with beings like that, I find that my abilities are really enhanced. So it's just something I wanted to see whether others who are listening in at the moment have this enhanced ability to meditate, to connect, however you want to describe it.
Well, I can. It's funny, I had a conversation this morning, and it was just before the show, actually, that I just had this sense that children, especially the ones that are still learning to talk, if you will,
they do.
When we communicate with children, even though we think, you know, even if they can't talk, we say, oh, they can't hear, their children. I believe, I just had this, it was almost like a reminder, I had the thought, but like children actually feel the vibration of what you're telling them. So if you're smiling, if you're angry, or if you're just speaking to them, they sense and feel the vibration of your energy before the words. So when you talk about connecting with the animal kingdom and being in nature, I can see how that intensifies the process, you know, because you're now connecting with the extension of God, of source, of the universe. We human beings, we can think outside of, independent of circumstances. So while we're meditating, we can actually sit there and thinking, okay, I'm meditating and relax, and suddenly we catch a thought. It might get too peaceful. We're like, oh my God, what time is it? Animals, I believe that they live in the moment. That's what I sense, that they are one with the one. If something is happening, if they're eating and they're hungry, they focus. So by connecting to the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, clearly it will intensify the process. I tell people sometimes, if you have a good challenge, if you're challenging meditating, you can actually take a walk in the forest. Because I believe the energy, I know the energy of trees and the plants, they assist us in becoming still. I've met anybody who's walked in the forest and come out frustrated and say, it didn't help me. I haven't met anybody. Maybe there are people, but for me, I know when I take a walk in the forest and the trees and a park, there's something so soothing about that energy, because the plants, the trees, the flowers, they're just representing, they're just being the face of God. They're in an alignment with source. No argument, no debate, no judgment. They're simply being. So, yeah, I can definitely see how that happens for you. I'm sure other people can attest to it. Maybe in the chat people are speaking to that. But let's see. My co-producer said, I meditate sometimes with my dog. The animal kingdom, plant kingdom, et cetera, energy is not polluted like human energy can become. Exactly. So she's saying, you know, she meditates with a dog, and that's exactly what I'm saying. The whole thing about the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, would intensify the process, because meditation itself is releasing all the, if you will, polluted energy and connecting with pure potential, pure source, God. And so I can definitely see that. So keep enjoying the ride, and take a notepad with you or a recorder so you can record the experience. I hope that answers your question, John. Did it answer your question?
Absolutely. Thank you very much, AD. And it's quite interesting because I live quite near the UFO sighting for Bentwaters, the Rendlesham UFO incident. And
okay, where in England do you live?
In Suffolk, on the east coast.
Oh, Suffolk.
Of
Suffolk.
And it's a very quiet rural area. I've just had a text. I've got to go and pick up my son from school. I'll be brief. The energy that one gets by being around a space like that is very interesting, because I go to this area where the UFO was sighted, and it's actually an energy portal, a very large one. And you go to the center of this portal and you meditate there, and all these beings come in and connect with you. It's really fascinating. It's probably the subject for a whole program another day, if you want me to talk about it. I can talk about it at some length. But for now, Aidy, thank you so much for taking my call. I must go fetch my son from school. So thank
you, John.
Namaste.
Thank you so much.
I'll listen to your show again soon, I hope. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Peace and blessing. Bye-bye. John from England. Yes. Did you guys hear the question? You probably got caught up in the accent. Yes. Meditation. Just perfect. Just perfect. And instant, live radio. He got a text while he's on the show to go pick up his son. I love it. Life is happening all at once. We're going to take a break, and we're taking your question at 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Glenda's in the house. Tanya, Celeste, and all other people. Kamala's in the house. Kathleen is in the house. The Ascension Circle. I thought that was John. I was trying to look for his name. Exactly. When he said picking up my song, I just said, picking up my song. I thought it was Ascension Circle. Yes, now I remember him. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And invite your friends and family to join the conversation. Maybe you can try to share this conversation about meditation. Maybe they belong to the other religion and they're like, meditation is playing with the devil. Bring them over here. I'll loosen them up for you. I promise. I will loosen them up. Oh, Lord. Some people don't even know that the other place to find God is in stillness. When you're in stillness, you get to have lunch and dinner and all the other good stuff with God. We'll be right back. And then I think we're going to play something by Karen Drucker again. And then take some questions. And 347-426-3346.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
God gives me everything I need.
Okay, why are you doing that on me? Okay, let's try this approach. There we go. Karen Drucker, giving thanks for all her blessings. I don't know what's going on. Why don't I hear her?
Never little thing that I need and I give thanks.
There you go, Karen. Make your mind up. Stop messing my show up. Karen Drucker saying, he reminds us that God gives us everything that we need. God is my source, KarenDrucker.com. You can find out more about her. That's the point. Let me tweak what Karen is saying here. I get it, especially words. I said to my father, I think I shared it the other day. When you talking about God can be dangerous. Everybody has different beliefs about what God is and what God is not. So, but you know, when we think of meditation, the whole idea of becoming still is because you get still and hear what is already spoken, what is real. God has done what God needs to do. God is, as a matter of fact. God doesn't do or want or need. God is. So when we take time to be still, you get to connect with the isness. And in this isn't moment, I just want to welcome all of you in the chat room. It is so nice to see friends, family, love streamers, sisters, brothers. We're just having a reunion, whatever word we want to use to describe ourselves. Electra, it's nice. A virtual office center. So you just hop from places to places, or you're in the universe doing your thing. Yes, thank you all for being here. Kamau is here, Nahali is here, the Ascension Circle, Kathleen, silent listeners. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And let me just read comments from my co-producer. Well, you know, we are one, Betty, so it doesn't matter, we are one. And so just for those of you in the chat room, those of you who are in the chat room for the first time, you see live conversations, you see two live conversations, one at the top and one at the bottom. The one at the bottom has a little parenthesis or bracket, depending on where you're listening from, and it's co-host. Betty is the second one that has co-host. She's my co-producer. Or ask Life Coach Ade and Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. And but, you know, people think she's me and I'm her, but really, we're extension of the same source. So, yeah, we are one with the one, having a wonderful experience. Now, let's go through the questions. Number 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad so that we can come to you. And, right now, multitasking again, and as John said in the chat room, multitasking for Ade Simple. I'm multidimensional. You're so right about that. Next question, emailed question from Bob. I guess that's Bob, short for Barbara. I don't know, Bob, from Illinois. She said, Life Coach Ade, I have been having health issues and been listening to various people on changing my thought process to get healthier. As I have a tendency to overthink things, which often lead to stress. This advice has helped me. What I want to do now is take the leap from my current work environment, which is toxic, into something completely new and risky without getting sick. I love it. She said, what I want to do now is take the leap from my current working environment, which is toxic, into something completely new and risky without getting sick. Because for me, I manifest my stress internally. So my question to you is, how do I'm laughing because I got to share this with you. I'm going to read the rest of the question, but I can't just, I have to say this so I can move on to read the question. When I get these questions, it's just the way I'm connected to God, source, whatever you want to call it. I instantly get answers to the questions. So sometimes it's a bit challenging to keep reading while I'm getting the answers. So, God, spirit guides, all those light beings that are downloading the answer, can you just wait for me to finish the question, please? Hearing the answer before I finish reading makes it a little bit challenging, okay? I tell Betty, I try not to read the questions when I stay up at late, 2 o'clock in the morning, because I just start getting all answers. So anyway, so this is what Bob wants to know. So she said, so my question to you is, how do I take a leap and start in a new direction in life without letting fear and stress completely overwhelm my body and my mind? Yeah, good. They're all arranging themselves with the question for the answer now. Okay. Now let's all work together. Work with me, people. The first thing I want to say is, you said people have been telling you about changing your thoughts about, having your thought process about your health. And you've been doing that, and that's been very helpful. But then you take a nosedive by saying, where I'm working right now, the environment is toxic. I mean, even if you're working in a nuclear reactor, you could live in that and still have a healthy experience. Because, and I know your question ain't even around that, but it is. Your thoughts create your reality. Human beings, we're meaning-making machines. Now, yeah. I just had a thought, but I had to make sure I really process this before I say it. So the thought that came is really, okay, I'm going to, bear with me, folks. I'm hearing all these crazy ideas. So here it is. We can actually taste or ingest poison and it not have an effect on us. While somebody else would eat a food that was supposedly well-cooked and have an experience as if they ate poison. Now, clearly, I know you're not thinking I'm telling you to go ingest poison. And if you are, then you do need some special kind of help. What I'm saying is, because we are meaning-making machines, we get to call this an experience. We get to label. We get to give meaning to our experiences. And we've got to be careful what meaning we're giving the experience that we're going and growing through. So when you say, I'm coming to your question, but this is all part of it. When you say that you're working at a job which is toxic, then you're going to respond to it. You're going to attract things to you that you're not even wanting. That itself will affect your health. So if you're working in a place that's toxic, maybe you want to leave if you can't change it, if you can't give it a different meaning. Maybe you want to leave because why would you be in a place where it's toxic? But also remember this. You have the power to neutralize that toxicity. You do. I get a sense that you're not talking about maybe you're working with chemicals. Maybe you are, but my sense is you're talking about the people that you're working with. The people you're working with are a gift. They're helping you recognize and realize how you think. So you're working at a current job, and you hear me say this a lot, where you are making money, you're getting your salary, and the money is helping you do the things, and maybe even keep the internet service on so you can email this question, listen to the radio show. So why not give thanks for the job? Focus on the blessings that the job is providing you rather than focus on the toxic aspect of it. That's the first thing I would say. And then you said, you want to move into a completely new and risky area, well, you want into a complete new and risky. I like the risk, because life is about risk, really, trying something new so that you can be stretched without getting sick. Without getting sick, the whole theme about healthy and sick and coming up, you've got to work with your mind. You've got to meditate. You've got to start meditating. You've got to start doing forgiveness process. You are putting yourself yourself in the realm, the consciousness of, in the realm of hell. You have a choice to be in the heaven consciousness or be in the hell consciousness, because this sickness thing keeps coming up. You talk about stress. Yes, stress starts from within, and it breaks you down, and then you have a dis-ease. You're not at ease anymore. How do I take a leap and start a new direction in life without letting fear and stress completely overwhelm my body and mind? Even that question, you want to go in a new direction, but you don't want fear and stress to completely overwhelm you. This out, I mean, you may not mean this, but I'm going to just read what your body wisdom is telling me. You want to be in a new environment where there's, where fear and stress will not completely overwhelm your body. How about just don't overwhelm you, period? Like, not completely. You got some detoxing to do. You've got some, you need to do colonics for your mind. Let's start from there. And when you declutter, when you flush your thought system through the process of forgiveness, through meditation, you will attract the new place, whatever that is. You may see where you are differently and get a promotion, or you may attract another job. You may attract another opportunity. So for me, what I'm hearing and feeling from your question, there's a lot of this is the best way I can put it, self-abuse. You're abusing yourself with your thoughts. It's time to just take a breath. Take a breath, be still, and maybe get in touch with your thoughts and see, where are they coming from? Why are your thoughts so stressful? Why are they so negative? Why do you tend to see the bad side of life? Maybe there's a part of you that just can't see the good. Why? What's that? Where is that coming from? Is that something from childhood? It's not about going back and fixing, yeah, I know it's something. Now, my father was this. I was abused as a child. Yes, that's a reality. If it happened for you, so be it. But you can heal the past and the present right now. Change your thoughts. Change your life. By changing your thoughts, you can change your current reality. If you don't change your current reality, if you don't change your thoughts, and you still hold in stressful thoughts, fearful thoughts, you're gonna attract, because you're putting the thoughts out as well. While you're having the fearful thoughts, you're launching rockets of desire, like Abraham would say, rockets of desire. You can attract a new position, a new job, but if you don't deal with your thoughts about it, you're gonna contaminate this new position that you get. So I would say start meditating if you're not doing it, and definitely just clear your mind. Clear the mind. Okay, Betty wants me to repeat the question. I don't know. Which question do you want me to repeat? So Bob from Illinois, what you got to do to create a new direction, to step into something new, you have to become something new. You have to be someone new. You have to have a new consciousness about your life, a new awareness. You got to shift in consciousness. If you don't shift in consciousness, you will just see don't go there. Don't do it. I'm not. You will get into another environment that is not a shift without the F. You'll be in an environment. I want to leave that alone. Let's go. The number 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad and we'll take your questions. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. You've got a few minutes to release the show. Call in now or just wait till tomorrow. Let me see what Betty is saying here. Betty said, repeat the question again. I don't know if I did. So. Oh, okay. Oh, she said that was earlier. Okay, thank you. See, I'm multitasking. Let's see. Betty warned me about reading chat room, but sometimes I just wanted to see what's going on. So I'm telling myself, Justice Mom is here. Okay, good. Well, I scan the chat room. Betty will tell me, leave the chat room to me. But you know, I just love. What I do, I love being able to multitask. I love being able to do what I do. But it's almost time to release the show. I trust and know that what you've heard, what led you here, has also, that you found an answer, that you have a new way of looking at yourself. Spiritual practice is simply that. Practice your spirituality. Push the apply button. If we don't push the apply button, we can be a constipated metaphysician. And when you're a constipated metaphysician, it is painful. You start whipping yourself with a metaphysical whip because you say to yourself, I know I'm supposed to do this, but I'm not. It doesn't matter. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Just push the apply button. Just push the apply button. When you push the apply button, you get to experience what you know to be true. You get to learn what you think you know. Maybe you need to tweak a little bit more. You may have say, oh, yeah, I know how to forgive. I forgive myself. I do that every day. I meditate. I chant. I listen to my spirit guide. But there might be some areas that still needs work because spiritual growth and transformation is about letting go. It's not about acquiring. It's not about getting anything. It's not about adding labels and titles or reading so many books. It's simply about letting go because you are spirit already. Your energy is peace, is joy, is happiness. That's what you are. So the spiritual practice is about helping you remember, consciously reconnect with the truth of who you are. And you get there quicker by being still, like right there. Maybe you're wondering what I was going to say, or was it quiet? Just do it again. If you want to find God, look between your thoughts. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Join me tomorrow for Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade and my dear friend, Dr. Stephanie Sears. 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Share the show with your friends, your family, your lovers, your haters, people on the street. Just tell them LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for being here. Peace and blessings. Be well and be still.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.